This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, despite the fact that many, many members of our political class, particularly on the left, are just downright silly, are engaged in just unbelievably and unnecessarily pointless fights over nothing. Right now, there is a brand new fight being launched about money. Well, of course, many fights in Capitol Hill are about money, but I'm talking now about what the money looks like. I'm not talking about what it's worth or whether it's worth anything with the continuing rise in inflation. Remember the $20 bill? It had Andrew Jackson on one side of the $20 bill and his home, the Hermitage, on the other. And there had been a determination by the Biden administration and Secretary of the Treasury in the Biden, not in the Biden administration, a determination in the Obama administration to get rid of Andrew Jackson and then to put on the face of Harriet Tubman, the courageous former slave and abolitionist leader who actually went down into the South and led other runaway slaves to freedom. And, okay, that didn't happen in the Trump administration. They didn't cancel it. They changed it and never really got around to the change. The change they would have made would have had two faces on the $20 bill. It'd have Andrew Jackson, our seventh president, and one of our more significant presidents, also controversial. He was a slave owner, and he did push Indian removal, particularly of the Cherokee Nation. In any event, during the Trump administration, Steven Mnuchin, Secretary of the Treasury, said, you know, we've got some other things to attend to that might be more important. Let's let this wait, and they let it wait. And now Biden is in power, and we have Janet Yellen, our new Secretary of the Treasury, and she just met with representatives of the Cherokee Nation. And the Cherokee Nation are very, very big on removing Andrew Jackson from the currency, but there's a fight going on now as to who is going to replace Andrew Jackson. They had decided before it was going to be his running mate on the other side of the currency was going to be Harriet Tubman. But now the head of the Cherokee Nation believes it would be an act of justice to replace Andrew Jackson's portrait on the $20 bill with the well-known face of Wilma Mankiller. Principal Chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., told Axios' Russell Contreras during an interview on HBO that Mankiller is the one. And you remember Wilma Mankiller, of course. You know from all your history books how important she was. She was the Cherokee Nation's first female principal chief before she died, it says here, in 2010. Now, it would have been even more impressive if she had been their first principal chief after she died, but no, she died in 2010. And the big picture says Axios, the big picture, the Obama administration supported replacing Jackson with abolitionist Harriet Tubman, but in 2019, then-Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the project would be delayed until 2026. And maybe, the Democrats in a list of people Democrats stand for Kamala Harris give any salute, shout-out to Wilma Mankiller? I honestly believe that one of the reasons that Wilma Mankiller has the popular following she does, I mean, she was not only a pal of Gloria Steinem, I mean, she's a well-known feminist, but her name. I mean, how can you not admire someone who's a woman who's identified as man-killer? Also, that this is a big comeback for the name Wilma, if she does get on the money. I think Wilma Flintstone is the last famous Wilma that at least comes to mind for me. This could be yet another fight that we have coming up regarding our money. The market ended, by the way, up over 300 points today. It was 383 points for the Dow Jones. They are now 73 points away from getting back to 36,000, which is record territory. And again, there's a very, very big chance of a Christmas rally, which is a lovely thing, and I think everybody would like to see. And basically, one of the questions I would put was when, and it really appears to be when now, there doesn't appear to be any chance for passing the Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill. That is just too many B's for anybody. And Joe Manchin, who, by the way, could have been the man of the year, really, and maybe should have been, but the current man of the year, Elon Musk, is in the midst of a back-and-forth Twitter war with Elizabeth Warren, which we will get to. But what was fascinating was when they were commenting on that Twitter war, the ladies on The View, they clearly sympathize more with Senator Karen, as Elon Musk called her, they sympathize more with Elizabeth Warren than Elon Musk. But Joy Behar actually said that she would have preferred a Republican as Man of the Year. Donald Trump? Are you kidding? He's been Man of the Year. He's been Person of the Year. I think he has. No, it wasn't Donald Trump. Who was the Republican she was in favor of honoring? It's not entirely crazy, but just a little bit crazy. Here is what it sounded like on The View, clip 70.
For my money, whoever tried to save the democracy deserves the face of the Time magazine. And that would be Mike Pence, who under duress, I know that he would...
No, Dan Quayle. He took a call from Dan Quayle, who said...
Okay, let's give it to Dan Quayle then.
Okay.
I would give it to the vaccine...
The guys
inventors.
Who created the vaccine, a woman, I believe,
woman.
Is one of them.
Oh, I would,
Let's put them on the cover, or somebody who tried to save this democracy, which is... Talk about an existential threat. That also was in there.
Yeah.
So...
They often put people who don't save democracy on the front of the Time Person of the Year: Hitler, Stalin, Ayatollah, Putin.
Yeah, it's himself. Not based on
so
the
it's not
statehood.
It's influence. Yeah.
Right.
It's not a moral compass.
Okay. Did you notice how? And again, sometimes the media extremism is beyond parody. But they were talking about putting on Hitler, Stalin, the Ayatollah, Putin, and Trump himself. And I'm sorry, putting Trump in the same category with Hitler and Stalin, who deliberately murdered hundreds of millions of people. I mean, we're talking about a tremendous number of people. And it's not appropriate and not particularly helpful. The questions going forward are fascinating politically, and it's interesting to me that Bret Stephens at the New York Times makes a coherent and I think largely persuasive case that the only way that Joe Biden can save his presidency and his party from complete disaster is announcing that he will not run for re-election and letting people know they won't have to worry about him in 2024. Why is that a good idea? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, let me offer to anybody out there, if you want to answer this question, give your opinion, pick up the phone, and you can call us at 1-800-955-1776. Brett Stevens asks a question, is it a good idea for Joe Biden to run for re-election in 2024. Now, given the fact there's still 40%, it's a little bit below half. It's actually a lot below half. But there are 40% of Americans who approve of the job he's doing right now. And maybe you do, and maybe you want him to continue doing that job till he's 86, which is what would be involved if he got reelected in 2024. The odds of that are not good. And by the way, we could have on Jerry Boyer, who we talk as the keeper of odds that we have on from time to time. I wonder what the actual odds are for people who want to bet on Joe Biden to be standing up there on the Capitol steps in July and January 20th of 2025, taking another oath of office. I don't think that's likely to happen. In any event, is it a good idea for Joe Biden to run for re-election in 2024? If you think it is, tell us why. 1-800-955-1776. And if he runs again and wins, would it be good for the United States to have a president who is 86 years young, the age Biden would be at the end of a second term? Brett Stevens writes, I put these questions bluntly because they need to be discussed candidly, not just whispered constantly. In the 1980s, it was fair game for reputable reporters to ask whether Ronald Reagan was too old for the presidency at a time when he was several years younger than Biden is right now. And yet it is now considered horrible manners to raise concerns about Biden's age and health, as if doing so can only play into Trump's hands, as if the president's well-being is nobody's business but his own, as if it doesn't much matter whether he has the fortitude for the world's most important job, so long as his aides can adroitly fill the gaps, as if accusations of ageism and giant shushing sound from media elites can keep the issue off the public mind. It won't do. That says Brett Stevens. Fresh from some of his public appearances, Biden seems uneven. Often cogent, but sometimes alarmingly incoherent. What's the reason? I have no idea. Do his appearances, including the good ones, inspire strong confidence that the president can go the distance in his current term, to say nothing of the next? No. That's a one-word sentence that he has there. What he suggests is this, and I think there's a lot to it, and again, you don't have to be a Biden hater, a believer that he's the worst president we've ever had, or to recognize that all of this is true. Things might be different if the Biden presidency were off to a great start, says Brett Stevens. It is not. Blame Joe Manchin or Mitch McConnell or the anti-vaxxers, but Biden's poll numbers have been deeply underwater since August. The man who once gave his party hope now weighs on his party's fortunes like a pair of cement shoes. Ouch. That might even be a reference. Remember when he fell playing with his dog and he had to wear that boot on his leg? That actually conjures up the image of cement shoes. Oh, and then there's Kamala Harris, writes Stevens. Her supporters might decry the fact, but in an ever-growing number of Americans, the heir apparent seems lighter than air. Her poll numbers at this point in her term are the worst of those of any vice president in recent history, including Dan Quayle and Mike Pence. If she winds up as her party's default nominee, if Biden pulls out late, Democrats will have every reason to panic. But newsflash, right now, he's worse than a lame duck. And that's to answer those people who say, but if he says, I'm not going to run for a second term, I just want to do the best job I can for this term. If he said that, they say, well, then he'd be a lame duck. Bret Stephens says right now he's worse than a lame duck because potential Democratic successors are prevented from making calls, finding their lanes, and appealing for attention. That goes especially for people in the administration who should be powerful contenders. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Infrastructure Czar Mitch Landrieu. And what that means for the rest of the Biden presidency. Far from weakening him, him declaring his non-candidacy would instantly allow him to be statesmanlike. And it would be liberating. It would put an end to the endless media speculation. It would inject enthusiasm and interest into a listless Democratic Party. It would let him devote himself wholly to addressing the country's immediate problems without worrying about re-election. And it seems to me, if you think about that, maybe it wouldn't be a deliverance for the Democratic Party, but it would be a great deliverance for the country and would give Joe Biden a lot more chance to rebuild that idea of trust with the American people. People elected him based on the idea that he's going to bring things back to normal, that things would be less polarizing, that things would be less extreme and less shouting at each other and less people fighting with each other, often about nothing. He hasn't done that. He's participated in the fighting about nothing, and now he's going to try to move to the whole unconstitutional idea of having the federal government establish election regulations for every single state. It's outrageous. And when you talk about people fighting about nothing, how about people fighting about billions, if not trillions, of dollars? Well, there's a little bit of that going on involving two very prominent people who are in a Twitter war and inspiring a great discussion. Elizabeth Warren said that Elon Musk, Time's Person of the Year, is a freeloader and is basically cheating other people because he isn't paying enough in taxes. He lets her have it in a very stylish and singular way. We will get to the nature of that particular battle. It's kind of like one of those monster movies. Godzilla versus King Kong. I'm not saying which one is which. We will get to that version of Godzilla versus King Kong. Elon versus Elizabeth. Musk versus Warren. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting some of the communities in Kentucky that were damaged by the recent severe weather that included tornadoes. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is touring the damage with the president and says his department is ready for the long haul.
The president directed us to be aware of the challenge of connectivity and to go where the need exists, and to be able to provide a one-stop shop for people.
the president assured federal resources to help communities rebuild will be around for as long as necessary. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now, but it's suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. That's according to Fed Chair Jerome Powell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, it's one of those things that has astonished me is that the Time Person of the Year award has maintained a little bit of cachet. People are still interested in it. I think it's less interesting when they pick a group of people. Didn't they pick climate change activists generally, or did they pick Greta Thunberg? Do you remember who last year's Person of the Year was for Time Magazine? Do people care? It's kind of an interesting game, and obviously it's one of those few times that people think about Time Magazine today. I don't believe they don't even print it anymore, right? It's only online. And sometimes, well, that's the thing about things that get printed. As I was told when I started my time period as chief film critic for the New York Post, I was told by my editor at the Post, just remember, you're not writing for the ages here, because tomorrow people will wrap fish in it. Which gets you, well, puts it in perspective. In any event, the story over at The Hill, which does, I think, a good job covering this kind of story, is that Elon Musk hit back at Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, yesterday, saying she reminded him of an angry mom after the progressive senator accused the billionaire and entrepreneur of freeloading on Monday. The news came after Musk was named Time's 2021 Person of the Year on Monday. At the time, Warren tweeted, "Let's change the rigged tax code so the Person of the Year will actually pay taxes and stop freeloading off everyone else." Musk showed up the next day on Twitter telling her to stop projecting. And he tweeted, "You remind me of when I was a kid and my friend's angry mom would just randomly yell at everyone for no reason," he wrote. And then right after that, he tweeted, "Please don't call the manager on me, Senator Karen." And then the Hill explains, Karen is a slang term that refers to a middle-aged white woman who is angry and entitled. And it's interesting. I mean, at one point, someone's going to get up and say that Karen is an unacceptable racist term because it specifically is aimed at white women. But that's okay. Elon Musk, Democrats, it says in the Hill, Democrats, including Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio, and Representative Pramila Jayapal, who is the head of the so-called progressive caucus in the House, decried the choice of Musk for the time honor. Both accused the billionaire of not paying his fair share in taxes. "We can't believe that Time magazine just named Elon Musk its person of the year," Jayapal said in a statement. "The richest person in the world, and yet he avoids paying his taxes while working families struggle to put food on the table and pay rent." And the question here is, working families, how would the, if all of a sudden Elon Musk paid $7 billion in taxes, which, by the way, he's online to do, with this stock that he has apparently sold this year. And because when you sell stock, then you have to pay taxes on the money you've made on the stock. And he's made a lot of money on a stock, because the stock has obviously done very well. I think it was initially offered at $6 a share, and now it's many, many times that. In any event, it says that Musk surpassed Amazon founder Jeff Bezos as the richest man in the world this year. His net worth is over $290 billion. According to a report released by ProPublica in June, the billionaire paid $68,000 in federal income taxes in 2015, $65,000 in 2017, and no federal income taxes at all in 2018. Now, how is it possible he pays no federal taxes? Because he doesn't take any income. In other words, he has all his money exists in money that he's already earned and invested, and that is in his, most of his money is stock from his company, because he's taken a lot of that. That's where most of that $290 billion is. And the point about our tax system is we tax money that you make, not money that you made some time ago and already paid taxes on. The big thing about Elon Musk is they could say that, well, he's benefited greatly with his Tesla company, with all kinds of federal tax benefits and giveaways that encourage people to buy his cars. And basically, I think it's fair enough. I think that giving people bonuses to buy very expensive cars because they happen to be electric vehicles is not a necessary policy anymore. We ought to drop that, and we ought to save some money for taxpayers, because the people who are getting that tax benefit are people who can afford a Tesla anyway. And I don't think that the fact that they didn't get a giveaway from the federal government would stop them from buying the car. But the one point here is that regardless of how you feel about our tax system, the idea of blaming Elon Musk for anything seems to me ridiculous. Because, yes, we have made a decision that it's a good thing if the United States of America and the people around the world begin driving electric vehicles, right? It's supposed to help with climate change, and it probably does. But the fact is that Elon Musk has done far more for that cause by setting up his company, his revolution. We just saw a statement by Toyota, which is, I believe, the world's largest car maker right now. They are claiming that by the year 2035, not so far from now, they are going to make only electric vehicles, and they are planning to sell, I believe they're claiming that by 2035 they'll be selling 13 million electric vehicles every year. And they're doing that as a business decision. But it's basically Elon Musk who has made all of that possible. And then his SpaceX developments, the idea that he is working with the U.S. government and probably saving the U.S. government a good deal of money with some of that, is also worth honoring, it seems to me. Now, do I think he's right about everything or any kind of righteous role model for people? Well, he's right about one thing, which is that capitalism, if you believe in change, is still the best vehicle, and I don't mean that as an endorsement of Tesla, but the capitalist system is the best vehicle that you can have for actually effectuating change. If you are creating a change, like an electric vehicle that's stylish and cool and fun to drive, if you're basically creating that change, then people will want it. And when you get enough people to want something, that's the way democracy works. People are voting with their dollars when they actually buy Elon Musk's products. And by the way, Jeff Bezos, when you think about it and how quickly Amazon delivers, even with the supply chain difficulties, how quickly it delivers stuff that you need, how easy it makes it to shop online, I mean, it's fairly extraordinary. And Jeff Bezos didn't become wealthy by ripping people off. He became wealthy by providing a service everywhere and a bunch of good jobs that people actually want. The notion that we should help America by going after people who build fortunes by giving people what they want, what's democratic or sensible about that? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Medved Show, one of the things that you experience when you come to the end of the year, as we are rapidly approaching Christmas holiday first, then we have our New Year's holiday, and very often you have a New Year's holiday, people talk about the person of the year for Time Magazine, or the best movies of the year. Critics Choice Organization, the Broadcast Film Critics of America, of which I am a voting member, we just voted and are leading contenders for the most nominations, are West Side Story, the new release, with the Spielberg version, and, The Power of the Dog, which is a film, as you'll recall, my enthusiasm was under control. It's a film from New Zealand director Jane Campion, and it's about a ranching family in Montana in 1925 and some of the secrets and hidden aspects of character among them. Benedict Cumberbatch is excellent in the film. Okay. With all of that going on, you're coming up to a moment in history where people take stock. And it's also a great time to learn more about the authentic history of the United States, particularly to counteract some of the wokeness that has crept into the teaching of history in most venues and most locations and most perspectives. And one great resource is the MedVet History Store. And again, we have 80 different history programs. They average a couple hours each. And this is a tremendous source for the real story of the American Revolution, the real story of American colonization, the real story of the Civil War and the issue of slavery and personalities in American history, ranging from Lincoln to Reagan to George Washington and many, many more. Check out the offerings at MedVet History Store, because you can get them all streamed free anytime you want it if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost of a MedHead Plus membership is $79 a year. That comes to 22 cents a day. It's an extraordinary bargain, because you get access to this show anytime you want it, to stream it commercial-free, or any of the subjects or specific conversations we have on the show. Plus, you get the free ability to stream any of our history programs. go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for MedHead Plus membership, or go to MedVed History Store, and you can find it there at this reduced price that we are keeping till the end of the year. This is a great Christmas gift, too. So check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, there is another item taking stock of that I've never actually commented on before, and I'm not sure I should comment on it now, but I will because it's interesting to me. The piece in the Seattle Times, and it's a piece by Christine Claridge, and good job on her part. She writes that although Seattle is no longer a city with more pets than children, residents here, like many around the world, developed even closer relationships with furry companions during the pandemic. And as always, the names we give our pets can reflect who we are and what's going on in the world. In 2020, the names most chosen in Seattle reflected the COVID-19 pandemic, with names for our dogs and cats like Covey, C-O-V-I, Rona, as in Corona, and Corona itself, making strong appearances according to a survey by the online pet service network Rover. The trend of COVID-inspired dog names continued in 2021. This year, the dog name Fauci is up 270% nationwide. Now, if you name your dog Fauci, is that an indication that you disrespect Dr. Fauci or you admire him? I suspect it's good news for Dr. Fauci. COVID itself has a name, COVID. Can you imagine calling your dog? Here, COVID. Here, boy. Good boy, COVID. It's up, that's up, way up. 35%, though the name Covey sort of has a just a more diminutive and affectionate nickname. Covey dropped in popularity. The name Zoom was way up in this year. Rover also noted some truly unique names, awarding honorable mention to dogs named Pfizer, Vax, and Dolly Parton. I wonder what kind of dog Dolly Parton was. The name Gambit is also up in Seattle in 2021 after the popularity of the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit. Also at work is good old Pacific Northwest Pride. According to the new survey, Rainier has gone way up. Who knows why? And the name Ocean was making its first appearance on the top names list. Seattle's increasing reputation as a serious food city is also reflected with Sushi, a prominent name. What, again, it's hard to imagine what kind of dog or cat you would name Sushi. Miso is up there in Brownie. When I was a little kid in San Diego, our neighbors, the Kiersteds, had a dog named Brownie. It was a Cocker Spaniel, fondly remembered. I'm not sure most people name Brownie necessarily after food. For male dogs, the top names of 2021 were Charlie, Max, Milo, Buddy, and Oliver. For female dogs, the top names were Luna, Bella, Lucy, Daisy, and Zoe. The top names for male cats were Leo, Milo, Oliver, Charlie, and Max. The top names for female cats in Seattle were Luna, Lily, Lucy, Bella, and Cleo. Okay, so there you have it. Does that show you something profound about the United States of America? Probably not particularly. But one thing that might would be this new Pew Research study, which comes under the heading of Losing Our Religion. The share of religiously unaffiliated Americans nearly doubled over the past 15 years to 29%. Meanwhile, self-identified Christians still make up 63% of the U.S. population, but that's down from 75% a decade ago. The decline of American Christianity is continuing apace. The Pew Research Center reports that the number of self-identified Christians has declined by 12 percentage points since 2012, while religious nuns, people who say they don't have any religion, they don't identify with any religion, has grown by 10 points during that time. Other surveys have shown similar drops. Christians are still the dominant cultural group in America at 63% of the population. They still have a 2-to-1 advantage over the non-religious, but they're not quite as dominant as they used to be, and in fact even less dominant, because of those 63% who say they are Christian, there's a very big percentage of those who are not members of any church, despite the fact that they identify as Christian. This is like that those crazy results that when you look at some of these studies, also studies by Pew in the past, they ask people who describe themselves as atheists, do you pray? And about half of them do. In fact, they had close to a fourth of them who prayed every day. I'm not sure what the atheists are praying for or to whom they are praying, but still, good for them. Most of the increase in what Pew calls nuns comes from the decline of Protestantism. And those nuns, people without religious affiliation, used to be concentrated in the West Coast and the East Coast. They're now spread all across all regions, age ranges, ethnicities, and socioeconomic backgrounds. Why is that happening? Maybe it's worth considering more seriously and in some depth for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.